relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. One nation, indivisible, under God, for real.
Excuse me? I know I'm an immigrant, but I actually learned the Pledge of Allegiance. Stop laughing! What is this, some kind of comedy stand-up routine? I know we're listening to Joe Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka. And I can actually say that the allegiance to our nation includes the phrase, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For Joe Biden, it's a little bit different. It's, I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, one nation, indivisible, under God, for real. I just had to open the show with that. And to welcome our guest, Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tunsing, former chief counsel to Barry Goldwater, also former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia and independent counsel. It's so great to have you back.
Great to be back.
The only quote from the presidents that I was missing was Obama saying, if you like your health insurance,
you can keep it.
And then he won 57 states.
57, indeed. I think he was adding a few. He traveled to all
That's
of them.
That's what the Democrats want, though. They want 57 states.
Oh, they want at least two more, and then they'll find some more. They'll find another five while they're at
California
it.
California becomes three.
Oh, don't give them ideas. Will you just stop it? We're not here to give the Democrats ideas. Things are crazy enough. Follow this rambunctious troublemaking couple on Twitter at Vic Tunsing. That's T-O-E-N-S-I-N-G. And you are with us for gloriously the whole hour. It's not as if we don't have anything to talk about. Surprise, stop it, behave. Surprise, surprise. Well, let's start with the big news. This is from Ryan Saavedra from the Daily Wire. The president yesterday met with Amy Coney Barrett and reportedly is, quote, moving towards nominating her to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is from Bloomberg. Trump has told allies that he thinks Barrett, 48, is a smart, hard-nosed conservative jurist who would also come across well during televised confirmation hearings. Trump also believes Barrett won't be wobbly on major issues for conservatives, including abortion, gun rights, healthcare, and when all of these come before the court,
And incredibly, Mittens Mitt Romney, Pierre Delicto, has said he will vote if the nomination comes to the floor of the Senate. He's not saying how he'll vote, but unlike Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who have said that we must wait till after the election, Mitt is actually in favor of the process going forward. Now, we must discuss all kinds of things, but talk to us, Mitt Romney, what is going on? Are the pigs flying past the window, Joe and Victoria?
He must have gotten a lot of calls from his constituents.
So this is cynical politicking from Mitt Romney?
Of course.
Yes, this has nothing to do with the Constitution or the power of the Senate.
Or his
the
job.
Responsibility of the Senate. It has everything to do with his job. I think he's found himself out on a limb. And this is pretty easy stuff. A Mormon voting for a Catholic woman, it's got to happen. And if it didn't happen, he's going to pay a dear price over the long haul.
And by the way, Susan Collins thought that Merrick Garland should be voted on. There's a quote from her saying she thought that the process
should... Well, let's talk about the brouhaha since the news broke this weekend. We have to note first historically that no president since Nixon, so the last 50 years, has got to nominate three Supreme Court justices in his first term, which is potentially what we are witnessing. Ronald Reagan got to do it in his second term. But we're being told, Joe, Victoria, we're being told that, well, you can't do this. You've got to wait for the will of the people, and there's not enough time left. Your response?
With the will of the people was they voted to keep the Republicans in charge of the Senate.
Yes.
In 2018, notwithstanding their horrible confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. It was just
I think awful. The Republicans kept the Senate because of the way Brett Kavanaugh was treated.
Yes.
All the Democrats who voted against him lost.
Right. They paid the price for their behavior.
So I think the Senate issue around Supreme Court nominations has now gotten into the psyche of the American people as a very powerful political issue.
Are you surprised by what we have seen in just the last 24, 48 hours, that there seems to be a little bit of a coalescing, a little bit of spines being located amongst the establishment Republicans?
I am a little bit, but again, this is the singular moment of the 21st century, because remember, if let's assume it's Amy Coney Barrett and she's confirmed, that means it's a 63 conservative majority. And if we lose Roberts, which is always possible, it's 5-4 solid.
Right.
I mean, the game is over. This is the big casino for Republicans and conservatives. So the bottom line is, it doesn't get any more important than this.
The big casino. I'm going to write that down. I like that. As a legal professional who's had a sterling career in private practice on Capitol Hill, talk to us about what you expect if Donald Trump, that rank misogynist, nominates a woman to be his third Supreme Court nominee. What do you expect is going to be the playbook from the other side, Victoria?
Well, it's I don't know how they're really going to go after personal stuff with a woman who has 5 children of her own and 2 children that she's adopted from Haiti. It's a rough haul.
Can I give you an indication? Let's play video cut 13, because I think the most likely tack that we can expect, because they've done it before. This is Dianne Feinstein 3 years ago. Eric, play video cut 13.
Dogma and law are two different things. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern.
I thought we don't have a religious test in a government office, Victoria.
Last time I checked, we didn't. I thought that's like saying, well, if you're Jewish, every male has to be circumcised. I mean, no.
So will this be the procedure? Are they going to go after her being a good Catholic?
But this was done obtusely.
Yes.
This was not done directly.
No. But it was an affront to those of faith.
Yes, but they will really attack that if she's put on the court, everyone's going to lose their health care, and 100 million or 200 million, depending on Joe Biden's statistics, women are going to die.
Remember,
I mean, that's what it'll be.
Remember, Dick Durbin did the same thing. He attacked her Catholicism. I think that if they take this tack, if the Democrats take the tack of attacking her Catholicism, and make no mistake about it, that's precisely what they were doing. They were attacking yes. Catholicism. This is all about their God, abortion. And the bottom line is this. If they attack her like that in public, they will lose the House, definitely.
Could this be worse than the Brett Kavanaugh hearings?
No, I don't think it can be worse than Kavanaugh. I don't think anything will ever match that and the disgusting depravity to which the Democrats sank. But it can get very ugly. And I think religion at this point in our history is a dangerous rail for the Democrats. Especially, I must say, I was appalled that a Jew, Dianne Feinstein, would attack a Catholic. I mean, the image of that was so disgusting. And she appeared to be completely oblivious to it. It didn't even cross her mind. Well, that's what's horrible. She didn't think it was a bad idea.
Well, let's look at what's happened to the Democrat Party. It's become a hotbed of anti-Semitism, so everything is possible in today's Democrat Party.
Yeah, of course. I want to bring in an important fact, though, about Ruth Ginsburg and Roe v. Wade, because we're talking about the abortion issue
We've got 60 seconds, but just tease it. What did you find about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
She criticized Roe v. Wade.
What?
Yes.
Is this possible? The saint, the benighted apostle,
protector of abortion rights,
had a problem with Roe v. Wade?
Yeah.
All right, guys, I didn't know that until I stepped into my green room today, and we're going to tell you the truth about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her take on Roe v. Wade here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with none other than Victoria Tansing and Joe DeVent Geneva, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook Live, and available on Instagram TV. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial.
But we're going to have a process that you'll be proud of. The nominee is going to be supported by every Republican in the Judiciary Committee. And we've got the votes to confirm the judge, the justice on the floor of the Senate before the election. And that's what's coming.
Lindsey Graham talking tough as usual. Does it mean anything? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, I've got to ask my guests because they've seen swamp creatures for much longer than I have. Do we expect this to happen? 41 days. Is there going to be a nomination by Saturday? And is the Senate going to vote on it? Victoria Tansing, Judge Genova. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yes. And Joe's going to agree with me.
The answer is emphatically yes, it's going to happen.
They found their spine? I have to ask you again. Listen, you think the GOP, or they're just afraid?
There's only one reason this happens. It's Trump. Trump called Brett Kavanaugh during the confirmation hearings and said, you better stand up for yourself. That's the next day when Kavanaugh gave the famous speech.
Correct.
And that Trump gave him backbone. He has given everybody backbone. For the people who don't like Trump are people who don't like politics. They don't like winning. They don't like power. They don't like how our country needs to be saved. Yeah. Trump is an amazing human being. People do not understand. He is a force of nature. And whatever his flaws are, and they, in my opinion, are few, it's on the fringes. You know, it's like artwork. You know, I don't like the frame. Okay, great. What about the Mona Lisa, for Christ's sake?
That's
but
good.
You know what? It's a domestic equivalent of the foreign policy. We're doing away with Soleimani.
Yes.
I mean, the Mideast finally understood. He meant business.
Right.
And look where we are. Look at what's been done with Israel.
Three nations coming together, first time in 26 years. They said it could not be done. And you add the Balkans. And it truly shows you that the swamp the swamp.
It's asymmetrical thinking. It's like warfare. What he did was he said, okay, everybody's always focusing on the Palestinians. Screw them. I'm going to focus on the rest of the Arab world. Bingo.
Bingo.
Results.
Well, that's like making peace with the Democrats. I mean, you can't do it. You're not going
to
make peace with the Palestinians.
Well, they don't want
never.
To. That's a good analogy.
No, it is.
Oh, no, that's it. You've cracked it.
Yeah.
So let me be clear here. We have to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Roe v. Wade because people are going to get angry if we don't finish that. But so, full disclosure, I knew the Palestinians could not be negotiated with because they want to destroy Israel. But Jared and Jason wanted to find out for themselves. And I said, okay, guys, I'll advise you and we'll talk about this off record, but you have to go and find it out for yourselves. And it took them a year and a half.
And they realize you cannot make peace with those who don't want peace. And this is the Democrats. This is why you can't negotiate with them.
They are the Palestinians.
Wow.
Squared.
Can I write that article?
Absolutely.
Will you give me that permission?
Have at it.
All right. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Roe v. Wade, you found something. What did you find, Victoria?
Well, let me give you a little bit of context. First of all, I'm pro-choice because I'm libertarian. I don't like the government telling me what I can do or not do, although I would never have an abortion. But I want that.
You don't want federal government involved? Right.
Not at all. And the criticism that Joe and I have of Roe v. Wade was there was really no basis in the law.
It's lousy jurisprudence. It's what we call lousy jurisprudence.
And here,
created a right out of nothing.
Right.
And in too much of too soon. And Ruth's criticism of it, and I've known this for years because I knew her, was that it should have taken longer. And her quote was that it stopped the momentum on the side of change. She wanted the change to occur. But she thought that they should have waited, the court should have waited until it percolated through state legislatures and state courts.
So a more deliberative process.
Absolutely.
Involving the states.
Because what it did was it just split the United States.
Well, also, and again, I'm not a lawyer, so you have to correct me. The idea, as I understand it, is this law that has permitted tens of millions of Americans, lots of black babies, to be terminated. Is based upon the right of privacy? Sorry?
Yes.
A penumbra. A penumbra of a right.
And Ruth
of privacy.
Made another excellent point. She says, well, it really wasn't woman centered, it was physician centered.
Yes.
It allowed doctors to do what they wanted to do.
So bad law. Bad law. And is this why the left is going insane? Because they're afraid of Roe v. Wade being overturned?
Well, of course. I mean, that's their Bible, that's their religion, is abortion. And whatever one may think of abortion, what the Supreme Court did in Roe v. Wade was stop the clock. And what they did was there was change underway in the country. This issue was being discussed from the ground up, from the grassroots, from the people, from the legislatures. And it's the way we are supposed to make decisions. When Harry Blackmun decided he was going to impose this decision on the world, not only did he stop that movement, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg bemoaned, but he did something else. He galvanized a political movement which has changed this country forever. He created Ronald Reagan. He created all of the things that they didn't want to do. And it created a political movement which catapulted the Republican Party into majority status.
And it also created a weird Republican Party for a while.
So there's a line between Roe v. Wade and Reagan.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Why was it weird?
Even though he was not a big deal on the issue.
No.
In fact, he was pro-choice.
Yeah.
He was.
But
why was the Republican Party after Roe v. Wade weird?
Because it was the litmus test. And only if you were pro-life were you to be able to be a candidate for most of the House
Republicans
of Representatives.
Went overboard.
But before Roe v. Wade, they were pro-life Democrats.
And Republicans were on both sides.
Yes.
But it skewed it so that you really got some nutcakes. Because the first test, the litmus test was, are you pro-life? And then anything else, rather than getting really some thoughtful people.
There were a lot of thoughtful people on both sides. There were a lot of Judge Moores running around at that time.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you got from Roe v. Wade on the right side.
An emphasis on extremism on both sides.
Exactly.
So it was a catalyst
to create extremism on both sides.
And that's fascinating.
But I will say this. The Republicans were the beneficiaries of a better form of extremism because they were more dedicated to the issue at that time. Now the left is they're off balance. The left has become crazy about abortion because their problem not only is the issue, it's science. Now we know that life begins much earlier and we can prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, they always say, listen to the science, listen to the science. And the fact is, we now know because of the technology of photography and sonograms and other things that a baby is formed relatively early, and it throws the basis of Roe v. Wade, the medical basis, into question.
But here's the ridiculous concern on the part of the liberals. If Roe v. Wade were overturned, it would still be legal. Abortion would still be legal in most of the states.
I'm a good mackerel snapper, and in the Catholic faith, there is a principle of subsidiarity. that most issues are best decided at the level where they are closest to the event occurring. So the idea that Washington, D.C. should be deciding about somebody terminating a pregnancy in Wisconsin, why? Surely this republic was created as a republic of states for a reason, that certain things are best decided where? At the point closest to the person they affect, right?
You'd be against a federal mask mandate.
I don't wear a mask.
And that description that you've given, a structural description of the church, is why we have an electoral college.
Exactly. We got to talk about that as well. We're having far too much fun time. 1 hour isn't going to be enough. We're just going to handcuff them to their chairs. They are Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGeneva, champions of truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to YouTube, hit the subscription button, hit the notifications bell twice, and you won't miss a thing. Back with Joe and Victoria after these messages. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka.
You know, this is really not a rally. You know this. This has to do with workers, programs, all the things we love. But this is really, we call it a friendly protest. Okay? And you know what we're protesting? We're protesting stupidity, okay? So many stupid things you see here.
Oh, you just got to give it to the man. He's back in his form. He's my old boss. He's my new boss. He's the 45th president of the United States. And we are here with two of his favorites. Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGeneva, and don't forget his other favorite, great supporter of the show, Mike Lindell, an amazing patriot, the inventor of MyPillow. If you haven't done so already, please try out his pillow, the only pillow that doesn't get hot, doesn't lose its shape. The president uses them, so do I. 51 million sold, they're so good. And if you drop my name with Mike, he'll give you up to 50% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com. You can call 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's lighten up for a little short segment, Joe and Victoria. Talk to us about 2020 and... In many cases, this year is a referendum about stupidity, isn't it?
In every sense.
Describe this year. I mean, you've been around the block a few times when it comes to the swamp. How does this compare to prior years?
Pretty amazing when you think we come out of an impeachment.
Which was just February.
And we get into this amazing. Then we have the pandemic, which I think the president has handled magnificently, especially with the ban on travel from China and from Europe, all against the wishes of the so-called intelligentsia in the medical community, who were turned out to be total idiots and really a lot of hacks in the medical community, especially at the CDC.
You mean the ones who said that 2 million people would die?
Yeah, 2 million people. And they give him these projections. And if he did listen to the scientists. They said 2 million people were going to die. He didn't make that number up. They gave it to him. And then they were totally wrong, all the wrong assumptions.
But he's figured it out. Because you can tell that he's not listening to St. Anthony Fauci anymore. He is.
Right.
He is because you just have to get some reason in there. His personality, it's so interesting, the difference between the conservative personality, which is, okay, how are we going to make it work? How can we open everything up and make it work?
And
the businessman.
You match that against the stupidity of people like Pelosi and Schiff, their arrogance, their mendacity. Jerry Nadler, we're going to pack the court if you confirm this nominee. Can you imagine Peter Rodino saying anything like that back in the 1970s?
So it is worse. We're not senile like Biden.
No, it is worse than it was before. The Democratic Party
really
is a
laughing.
Monster.
I think it's scary. I think it's quite frightening. And of course, the tone of privilege. Nancy Pelosi wants everyone to wear a white mask, and I don't know how much she has spent. We should really look into it.
On the scarves.
On all her little masks that match every single outfit. But there she is, getting her hair dyed. It's dyed. It wasn't a shampoo, all you guys out there who don't know.
There was a setup, though. She was set up.
By
the salon owner. It was the Russians.
You know who did it? It was Luca. Luca set her up just before he got killed at the bar.
You have your inside
Luca
sources.
Luca set her up.
But, so 2020 is different?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's frightening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scary.
The fact that the media is so much a part of this.
That's the biggest thing of all, that the media is now totally gone. We do not have journalism in America any longer. We have propaganda.
When you see the Washington Post say that Mike Flynn pled guilty twice, so he shouldn't be.
You ready? You ready?
Please.
Listen to this. Headline for Scalia when he died. Supreme Court conservative dismayed liberals. That's the headline in the Washington Post. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a pioneer devoted to equality. Can you imagine a Supreme Court conservative dismayed liberals? That's
not the remarkable thing. The remarkable thing is they haven't changed in the last 4 years.
Oh, no.
There's been no moment of clarity.
They've gotten worse. If you talk to some of the people that we used to talk to at the Post and listen to them now, you are talking to automatons now. They are reflexively nutty. They don't think anymore at the Washington Post. They just make stuff up and print it. The president is correct.
It's like the cancel culture. It's almost like Fox News and George Soros. That's a teaser.
I see what you did there. That was very sneaky. You should come on radio more often.
Can't mention Georgie Boy at Fox News because of his relationship with Suzanne Scott, the head of Fox.
Voldemort's name has been mentioned by Victoria. Media Matters, are you ready? Come on, rev up the typewriter because we're going to give you stuff to write about. Oh, are we going to give you stuff to write about? So much fun. It's so easy with this pair, Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tunsing. Follow them at Vic Tunsing, TOENSING. We love them. You love them. They're the best. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I am so grateful to the father and son team behind this product, Pete and Seth Talbot, who are providing daily liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if this product could work for you like it works for me and Yvonne? Of course you do. Its natural contents attack the source of the pain, not your capacity to feel pain. And that's why it works. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Take it morning and evening, as do I, for those 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that time, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Because he'll shift all the focus. That's what he wants. He never wants to talk about the issue at hand. He always tries to change the subject. Well, let's say I answer that question. then the whole debate's going to be, well, Biden said or didn't say. Biden said he would or wouldn't. That's gonna, the discussion should be about why he is moving in a direction that's totally inconsistent with what the founders wanted.
The question should be, why is Joe Biden wearing a mask on a Zoom call? I'm just curious. Is he afraid of catching something through the TV screen? These are the big questions of the day. But, of course, he won't answer the one about whether or not he wants to expand the Supreme Court, because it's not like he's running for president or anything. If you want to find out about Joe Biden's creeping socialism or the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, both of which have infected today's Democrat Party, I have something for you. It's Dinesh D'Souza's latest movie. It's called Trump Card. It has just been released. You can stream it. You can order the DVD at watchtrumpcard.com. Prepare yourself for the battle of the ages, the most consequential election in our republic since 1860. Check it out today. You do not want every Dinesh D'Souza film is a knockout, and this is his latest. Go to watchtrumpcard.com. That's watchtrumpcard.com. We are back with the irrepressible Victoria Tansing and Joe DeGeneva. You always will get record viewings on these segments when we post them on YouTube. And now we're going to try and break those records. Media Matters, have you warmed up the mimeograph? Are you ready? Are you clicking and clacking away? Because we will discuss the George Soros question. So we played the strange video with the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who mentioned George Soros's funding of various campaigns at the local level on Fox News. Harris Faulkner, Melissa Francis, and Maria Harf shut down one of the brightest guys in America today. Rudely said, we don't need to talk about this now. Well, let's talk about it. Now, let me just throw some facts out for you. This is from an individual I've followed on Twitter for some years now. He's now writing for The Federalist, which is impressive. This is Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie Starbuck. Great stuff.
Has just listed the monies that George Soros' organizations have spent recently in America. It's a long list. I'll just give you a couple. $2 million. $2 million in Cook County, Illinois, to get Kim Fox elected. The same Kim Fox who was involved with the
Jesse Smollett,
exactly. $1.4 million to fund state attorney campaign for Aramis Ayala in Florida. $1.1 million to fund Jake Lilly's run to become the DA of Jefferson County in Colorado. $0.9 million for Joe Gonzalez to become the DA of Bexar County in Texas. And then I'll stop here. $500,000 for Parissa Degani Tafti to become Arlington County Commonwealth Attorney. So why are we not allowed to talk about these things, Joe and Victoria?
Oh, they said it wasn't true. I mean, so let me just say, when Harris Faulkner the next day, and I'm really sad because I've been a fan of hers, when she said something about it the next day, because she had to address it was all over everything.
Right.
She's called it an incident.
Yes.
She did not apologize to Newt. She said, we had an incident, and we actually really all like to talk about all our food.
And
she didn't do a correction.
She didn't correct the record because Marie Harf said, that's not true, after Newt said he funded 27 local DAs. Marie Harf lied on television, and
she
everybody at Fox knew she was lying. They didn't correct her. They didn't correct the record the next day. Let me just tell you something. Fox fears Soros. I don't know what it is. I don't know what George Soros has on Suzanne Scott, the head of Fox. But the bottom line is this. That network is compromised when it comes to Soros. Now, Tucker Carlson takes him on and went after him last night and just blasted him. And apparently, Tucker's strong enough that he can do it. But there are other nighttime hosts who will not touch Soros. And they've been told not to. I don't know why they won't do it. It's unbelievable.
And one of the prosecutors that Soros funded, I don't know what the amount is Kim Gardner in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Now, Kim Gardner is framed a Republican governor and then had
Eric Greitens.
And she's the one, she will not indict the rioters who came to the McCloskey's house, but she's indicted the McCloskey's who defended their house.
Now, and here's the thing that people have to understand.
Hold on. Yep, don't forget, Kim Gardner was given, when she was in a re-election bid for St. Louis Circuit Attorney before she became a DA, $116,000 by Soros.
Now, here's the thing. In all of those races, most of the people, candidates all over the country, spend at most $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, when you jump $1 million into a local DA's
race, it's
over.
You bought it.
So Soros is buying 27 DA's office, and for one reason. He wants chaos. He wants the rule of law undercut. He wants crimes committed. He wants people not to go to prison.
He wants no bail.
He wants no cash bail. He's trying to create chaos. And the Democrats are never say a word about it. Even in those cities, in other cities, nothing.
And guess where else he's doing it? In Ukraine. We don't have to go there, but just so people know.
Just do what the president does, you know, devoid of politics, and just say, give the guy kudos? This is genius.
Oh, it is.
He understands that all politics is local, and he's buying it.
Yeah, and nobody's doing anything about it. And Fox won't let people talk about it. Now,
It's not happening.
What in the world is wrong with the management of Fox and their news division? Yeah. Remember, their news division is part of this cabal.
You just have to read the comments on social media, Victoria.
Yeah, I get them all the time. Most of the time they say things like, well, that's another reason to stop watching Fox.
I mean, you just have to watch Chris Wallace on Sunday and you know where they're headed. I mean, the guy's a maniac.
And he's going to be officiating a week from today. The topic areas have... Since when is it, you know, why is it a news item that Chris Wallace has released his topics for the questions? Are we voting for Chris Wallace?
He's a personality, don't you know?
Oh, sorry.
Because he promotes his wife's cookbooks.
Is he a newsmaker?
He promotes his wife's cookbooks on Fox News.
I don't know why the president, you probably know better, you know, why he agreed to do an interview with Chris Wallace, because it's one of the worst interviews I've ever seen, in that he fact-corrected the president.
After the interview, he went back to his studio.
And then they refilmed it.
I've never seen that done before. It's against
the basic rules of journalism. Yeah. They are killing the goose that lays repeatedly the golden egg. Yeah. We will find out why. We are talking to Victoria Tansing, Joe DiGenova here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. This is an election year, 41 days to go. And I have to ask you, in this period, what would you do if you found out somebody was dipping into your bank account every month, taking some of your money and giving it to, I don't know, Democrat candidates or Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations? Because they're doing it right now if you have a cell phone and you're with one of the big providers, because they lean all Democrat. When you pay your bill, they donate a portion of that bill to causes you detest. Don't let them. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. Their U.S.-based team is rated number one in America. And if you use my name, they'll give you a free phone or a free month service, and they will transfer your number. It's so easy. And at the end of the month, guess what they do? They contribute to things you care about, like the culture of life, like the First Amendment, like the Second Amendment. Go to 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
Why is Raymond Luxury Yacht actually pronounced Throat Warbler Mangrove? Ask the Pythons of Monty Python fame. And also, why is Bexar County, San Antonio, Texas, pronounced Bear? Don't ask me. I'm just a dumb immigrant. But thanks for the correction. Whoever called in, whoever texted Shadrach, okay, we get it. Bexar, B-E-X-A-R, is pronounced bear. You live and learn. We are back with Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tansing. The last couple of minutes, just far too much fun. We've got to do this every week. We've got 41 days to go. What is your advice to everybody listening and watching across the nation?
Vote early in person.
In person early?
Oh, yes. But I there's been this issue of whether there should be a confirmation hearing for the nominee. There absolutely must be a confirmation hearing, because people, the public, needs to know who this person is and get to know the person, as Brett Kavanaugh won out because people saw
got
him
to know him, his family.
This nice person can't be doing all these right. bad things, and the accusations are going to come, whether
whoever it is,
and right. they're going to be out there from every Democrat who's talking. So get the person out there and get everyone
and make the Democrats person. Make the accusations on tape, on camera. And
before
show,
an election
to show yes. how evil these Democrats are, how bigoted they are, how anti-Catholic they are, how anti-Christian they are.
So you've served on the Capitol Hill in the intelligence world, Victoria. Joe, you've been a U.S. attorney in the swamp. You've been an independent counsel. In the last 90 seconds we have, how consequential is this election?
Oh, this is, as I said, this is the big casino. This is the future of the court for 40 years. If they get this nominee on right. and Trump, and also Trump is reelected as part of that, he will get probably another nominee for the court.
And then
because Breyer's not going to stick around.
And then they can't change the Electoral College. They can't pack the court. They can't.
Well, they can't change the Electoral Court. College, because that's Constitution. I can't see 30-some states voting
having
to
a
give
Congress.
Yeah,
New York
but in
California.
Addition, the litigation over this election will
right.
have to go
yeah,
to the
right.
Supreme Court.
This is
court.
The most important
yeah.
thing.
And so we'll have, a full panel of pro-conservative justices.
You, Victoria, how important is this election in your experience?
Well, as someone said, since 1860.
Abraham. Since 1860. All right. Guys, you heard it here from two of the best who have an intimate knowledge of the cupidity, of the moral turpitude of, oh, where did that come from? of the city in which we broadcast from. It's up to us. It's very simply up to us. Do your part. Wake up every morning. Ask yourself, what can you do for the president? What can you do to make America great again? At the end of the day, ask yourself, did you do it? Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Volunteer today. Go to TrumpVictory.com and even make calls for the president. People text me every day. They're doing it half an hour a day. You are making a difference. It's TrumpTalk.gop. God bless both of you. Thank you for being in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Sarah Carter and Lord Conrad Black and you. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.